Record.
Lift off.
It's happening.
Do you know why I play D&D? Because it's pussy on a stick.
It's pussy on a stick.
Anyway.
It's pussy on my... Never mind. Hold on. What's up, gamers? How's it going?
Hey, gamers.
D&D's a new rock and roll. Go figure. Yeah.
What's up, gamers? Welcome back to another epic adventure, this time with just Stonen and Mountain.
Hey, how about that? That's pretty interesting, right?
What's
wow.
happening?
What's
if I
crazy?
Sound any different, I am currently sick. I cannot breathe at all out of my right nostril, and my throat feels like shit, but here we are, playing some D&D. Meme review.
Meme D&D reviews.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Let's go ahead and get started.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me fucking move my mic so I stop bumping the cable. Alright. So, where we last left off with the little story here of Mountain and Stonen, you guys were in combat with Chakwa. Mountain, the last thing you remember is you remember an arrow striking you in the collarbone, and the last thing you see is the floor pooling with your blood as you hit the ground. Stonen, the last thing you remember is feeling the sharpness of a rapier entering your torso before blacking out. Now, first roll, here we go, boys.
First roll of the night.
So, Stonen.
Yes, hello. Yes, hello.
Mountain.
I was building the anticipation.
All right, cool. So, Stonen, as you come to, your vision, black, you can't see anything, but you feel something very heavy over your head. As you go to move your body, you feel your arms bound to what feels like armchairs.
Gotta get in character.
As you awaken, you start to struggle. You start to try to fight against the binds that you feel pushing you into this chair. To no avail. After a few moments of struggling, you begin to hear distant voices whispering to each other. At this point, one of the voices comes closer, and a burlap sack is pulled off your head, and you are currently face to face with a half-elf. The eyes of the half-elf being a lightish green, very, very fine cheekbones, very detailed features. The ears themselves very long, and the hair being blonde, coming down to about the sideburns moving down about the bottom jawline, his hair pulled back into a fray, a single strand that kind of pokes out on the opposite side a little bit wildly.
Yeah.
Make an insight check.
Insight. That is an 11.
An 11.
Yeah.
This person is painstakingly familiar to you.
Okay, but I don't quite recognize him, I guess. Like, I don't know.
The more you look at him, he seems extremely familiar. Like, you cannot put your finger on it, but you know this person.
Okay.
As he looks at you, you can kind of see the flare in his eyes, him being this up close, very up close to you, probably only centimeters away from actually touching your face, his eyes looking into yours with a sort of a devilish grin on his face as he pulls the sack off.
Hey, buddy.
I'm gonna see y'all awake.
Yeah, no, it's nice to be awake. I thought I was dead.
You and your brother has been causing quite a lot of trouble.
Have we?
Oh, yes, you and your ragtag party. You know, I always trusted you,
Sam. Well, I assure you, I meant no trouble.
Oh. But look where you've wound up now.
Dwight.
As he waves his hand over, your neck itself still bound to the chair, you kind of creak over as much as you can to peek over, and you see Mountain still passed out one of the chairs, his limbs them as well tied, and a sack put over his head.
But does he look alive?
Make a perception check.
Perception, that's 13.
13? He is breathing.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Do I recognize where I am? Like,
As you look around, the room itself is very dimly lit. With your vision, you can still kind of make it around. You see the dark brick walls of a sewer. You look down. You can feel the water touching the very bottom soles of your shoes.
Oh,
you're currently in some sort of corridor somewhere deep down in the sewers, but the actual room itself is bare. As you dart around and look your eyes a bit more, there are four other people in the room. A tall orc with pale bluish skin stands at the doorway with his arms crossed. The tattoos themselves reaching across the forearms up to the torso and the shoulders covered in them. He is shirtless, but he wields a ginormous axe across his back. The other three figures, two of them being hooded, stand on either side of this orc, sort of blocking any sort of entrance or exit through the doorway. And then the other person is Jaquois, who is just in the corner, not paying any attention, leaned up against the wall with one foot against it with his arms crossed, kind of looking away as much as possible, trying to avoid any sort of eye contact.
Yeah, after I notice him, I kind of give him the stink eye. I just look at him like, you piece of shit.
He doesn't look back. He seems to be just completely avoiding any sort of eye contact.
So what do you want with me?
Oh, you know what I want with you.
Do I?
Cause... You've been causing me trouble. You know, you used to be so cooperative. You used to really help around here, but now all you do is just spoil our plans, go after my men. Who do you think you are? To double cross me.
I'm still in fucking Venglor, bitch.
Oh. You try to wear that last name with a grin. Don't even know your own father. What kind of family is that, huh? A family doesn't even keep its own blood around. You and your wannabe brother, the only ones that still hang around. Hell, your mother wasn't even strong enough to give birth. What a weak link.
Don't talk about my fucking mother. I kind of like struggle a bit. Like kind of lean forward. Aggressively.
What are you going to do? Jump out of your binds? Alright, superhero, calm down.
And he stands up and starts to walk away. His feet very loudly hitting the floor and reverbing down the hallway as he sort of paces around with his arms very elegantly behind his back. The more you look at him, just the more and more he reminds you of somebody. He seems so familiar in the way he walks and sort of like the wildish look on his face. He paces back and forth, looks over towards your friend, and he looks at one of the guards and gives him a nod. The guard walks over to Mountain with a bucket of water and splashes against the head. Mountain, at this point, you just feel cold water immediately hit your face. Your vision's still blocked and your limbs bound. All you feel is just this rush of cold water slapping you in the face.
How conscious am I?
The other guard then pulls the burlap sack off your head, and you are now introduced to what I explained earlier to Stone in the same room and with the same layout.
What the?
And now the stout one's awake. Perfect.
Where are
now
we?
Now listen here. You're in good hands, my boy. Hands that are a lot more trustworthy than your companion here, and he puts a hand on your shoulder very, very sort of friendly with it.
Yeah, somehow I doubt that.
How well do you know your companions, my dearest dwarf?
Well enough, I'd say. What is it to you?
Well,
he looks over towards Sona and looks back at you.
They've got some dark blood in them. They've got some bit dodgy backstories there.
Haven't we all?
Zonin, have you told your friends here about what you did to that child?
Child?
Don't really know what you're talking about.
Make a deception check.
Oh fuck, I'm getting bad rolls today. That's a 12.
You can't put things past me. I'm the one who hired you to do it after all. Come on now.
Sinlin, what is he talking about?
Listen, Mountain, I needed the money.
Sinlin, what is he talking about?
Can we just talk about this later, Mountain?
We can talk about this now.
Jesus Christ.
I'm here, bound to a chair.
No, I
it's the perfect time.
I mean, do we have time for this? I mean...
Stop stammering and start explaining.
Look at him. He came and looked you in the eyes right now. He doesn't want to be honest with you.
Hey, you keep out of this.
Go on, Sonnen, tell him. Tell him what you did to that child.
Make it good.
Listen, Mountain. I was hired by Brendan. I guess I put it together that it's Brendan by now, right? Yeah. I'm gonna. Mm. Yeah, Brendan. Yeah.
You've never seen Brendan before.
No, I haven't. No. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
I was hired by Brendan here to befriend and help kidnap a noble child to ransom for a large amount of money, I assume. I'm not proud of it, but I had to do what I had to do for Brad, for me to live.
Did the child live?
I assume so.
No.
I don't...
No, he what? Did not.
The child died?
Yes.
You're fucking kidding
let's
me.
Let's just say that political encounter there didn't go so cooperative. And because of that, not only that child, but the man himself also lost his life for not being compliant.
So,
I should pay attention to...
How could you take part in such a thing?
Listen, man, I had to worry about my brother and I. We had nothing. It was...
Your brother is a disgrace.
Don't talk about Broad that way.
I will talk about Broad any way I like.
I'd say let this man speak. He's starting to make sense.
I just kind of look down towards the floor. Just
your brother
angry.
Sold his soul. Your brother,
look,
didn't follow in any sort of footsteps. At least you learned to live for yourself. You scavenged the streets, learned to live on your own. Your brother delved in books and sold his soul to some higher being.
He I've no interest pussy in whatever the hell Brad has going on. You are the one who has me bound to a chair, and I expect an explanation.
Oh, in due time, my boy, in due time. But what we have to explain now is what you've mullied up. My entire operation is starting to fall on its ass. All because you wanted to get in the way. All because you want information about the fish people. I couldn't give a rat's ass about the fish people. They live down there with their fucking gills, and they stay down there.
Shit, sorry, hold on. My phone just went off
really
the war
immersion challenge. Breaking.
That was some hella immersion break right there, dude.
I have my hands
fucking
behind my back.
Fucking
I'm
Mario
really
64.
Right
the fucking Mario 64 pause noise comes in.
Brendan just looks, oh yeah, 1 second, I need to answer this.
Sorry, dude, shit.
But they stay down there, those fish people. They stay where they belong. They know their place. Unlike you, unloyal lot.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be staying down there for long. Not if we can't help it.
And what are you talking about? They've always stayed down there.
Yeah, well, now they're planning on uprising. They're going to flood the city with some magical power. They're going to destroy the city.
Oh, they can try. You think I can't take a couple fish? I've descaled plenty in my time.
Yeah,
a couple of fish. It's good. Just continue
Look,
looking at the ground.
I don't understand what problem we've caused you here.
Other than the fact you've been looking for my men, you've been killing my men. You took items from them. You've killed them. You've basically interrogated them.
Trust me. If I was going after and killing your men, you would know about it.
Oh, I already do. The two found dead in the back alley.
Yeah, that was not my doing.
I heard about that. They fell from the second story. I mean, totally natural, right?
Yes, they fell from a second story with forest spider bites in them.
So, I mean, you're telling me that because you found your men with spider bites in them, you assume that me, a dwarf, did this somehow.
No.
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
You're just the one who fell for the bait. I know about your druid friend. In fact, he's the only druid in this bloody town. Who else can shapeshift into a wolf spider and take out my men? Who else has magical abilities like your brother? And he gives you a very stern look, Sonin. Who can take out my men? Those were my people. Ones I've hired with my coin. And when I lose money... And at this point, he pulls out a dagger and starts sort of like twirling through his fingers. I'm a very upset man. Do you catch my drift, Sonin? Do you at least understand where I'm coming from now? You know a lot about coin. The fact you scavenge for it on the daily, you and your squabble brother. You can't even find a place to live now, can you?
No, we can't.
So you should understand that when somebody comes into your business and fucks it up, that it really hurts your pocket.
Look, I'm not the druid, all right? I follow them around for my own reasons. What makes you think that I had anything to do with this?
The fact you accompanied with them, my dear boy. I don't hold you accountable.
So why am I tied to this fucking chair?
You were the two who actually went to meet Jaqua. Well, you and your brother was there too, which was perfect. Until he pulled a disappearing act.
Yeah.
Did you ever figure out
where he went?
That's information I'm going to tell the likes of you. Not while you're my guest.
I haven't even known them for this long, and frankly, after what I've heard about Silman here, I don't know that I'll be hanging with them anymore.
I just kind of look at Mountain a little bit betrayed, you know, like some betrayal in my eyes, just like, wow, really, man? We threw rocks at a wall together, bro. What happened to us?
Just roll with it. These are not my companions. I've known them for maybe a week.
But you hang around them. And let's just say, ties like that really do bind. And I'm going to sit here now, and we're going to unbind these, alright? Now you both have taken from me. You've hurt my reputation, and you've tried to make me a laughingstock. So now, naturally, moves over to you, Sonin. And he holds a dagger in his hand. They say an eye for an eye, but your eyes aren't very pretty. And then he slams it down and cuts your left pinky off.
Oh, fuck. Oh! Wait, my hands are still behind my back. Damn.
No, they're not behind your back. No, they're against the chairs of the arm, not behind your back.
Okay, so they're like that. Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha. Jesus, fuck!
Stop!
Make a constitution saving throw.
God damn, dude. That is a, 5.
5? You take 4 points of damage.
Okay, was I at full health after this?
Yeah, you're at full health now. You technically long rested.
Okay. So technically,
so I can go to full health as well.
Yeah, but we'll do the leveling up in the next pod. Like, while we're in the next, when we start the next session, yeah, actual session, we'll do the leveling up. But
okay.
Cut the pinky off. This, for now, will be token enough.
You piece of shit.
Look, don't leave him out of this. Okay, he's just a pawn. I run the group. I tell everyone where to go. If you've got something to say, say it to me.
Deception check.
Okay, hold on. I said D20. Plus deception. Wait a. Ooh, I'm bad at deception.
Yeah, no, you don't have a lot of 13.
It's gonna be a solid 13.
Yes, like someone with an intelligence like a dwarf could run an operation. Do you find me gullible?
Nah. I just find you extremely ugly.
That's when he walks over.
Oh, we've got a feisty one here.
Yeah.
Now what part do I take from you? Oh, you already got a pretty fucked up eye there. Maybe
like
a tongue? An ear? Oh. You talk a lot, so maybe the tongue.
Do your worst.
Oh, damn.
At this point, he puts his foot firmly on your chest and kicks you down to the chair, hits the ground back first. You feel the wood slam against your back as you're now on your side, trying to wrestle on the chair.
Wait.
You think that hurts me? I could do all this right, all
short
day.
Stack. And he looks at one of the guards and he goes, gag him, I don't want to hear him talk. One of them comes over and they take a small ball gag and they force it into the mouth and tie it behind the neck. Now, Sonin.
Fuck you.
Sonin move.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I love it. Anyway, continue here.
Sonin, my dear boy. I still have love for you. I still care about you. Regardless of what you think. And I want you to take this. And he holds up your pinky again. Take this as a sign of forgiveness. I only took this from you because of what you've taken from me. Now if you spill it again, if you take my reputation and try to put it in the dirt, I'll take much more than a finger. I'll take your brother, tie him up, and boil him alive and make you watch every single agonizing second. Would you like that?
No.
Then cooperate. I pull the strings around here. That obese, lard joke of a king does nothing. This is my city. And if you try to get in my way again, there will be no mercy.
And then you feel a really hard club hit you in the back of the head as you fall unconscious once again. Same for you, Mountain, a few seconds later.
Ooh, fucker. Ooh, fuck.
At this point, both of you make another insight check, I'm gonna say.
Insight?
You can take the gag out of your mouth.
Thank you.
That is a 19.
19, alright.
That is a solid one.
Nice.
Natural one. That dude does not look familiar at all to you, but the more you think about it, Sonin, holy shit, he looks like Brad.
What?
The hair color, the actual facial shape.
Honestly, when you described him, it's like, wow, this sounds a lot like what Brad sounds like. That's crazy. But
he uncannily looks like Brad.
What?
A little bit different, but it's extremely similar.
So, like, in my last little bit of consciousness there before I fell unconscious, I just look at him like, Brad? Kind of deal. Oh, fuck. Wild.
And as you guys awaken, you are currently both laying back first on the first floor of the abandoned factory you used to call home. The ground here is very cold, and you can still see some of the blood stains from the leftover rotting body of the Rat King. The body itself is no longer there, but the blood stains and the smell still lingers. It's extremely quiet in here. Almost every single noise, the small water drops seem to echo down the actual every single room, every single hallway. It's very odd. It's very scary, actually, to be in this place and not hear familiar voices, even the occasional giggles from the Rat King or rats scurrying. The place, the quietness almost makes you feel sad, almost like you lost your home and that the quietness is sort of a symbol of it.
It's very melancholic, I guess you'd say, right?
It's very, very melancholic. Yeah. It's very nostalgic at the same time, but very sad.
So we both wake up at like the same time.
You guys awake about the same time. Your hands are no longer bound. There's no gag in Mountain's mouth. You both are just back first on the cold stone ground.
I just kind of like it. Mommy? I sit up.
Duh. Sonin! Where are we?
You are still missing your pinky.
Oh, fuck.
It's on the hand as well. The one that has the purplish veins that occasionally they'll pulsate out and go back to normal.
Was that my left or right hand? I forget.
Left hand.
Left hand, okay.
Fuck. Simon, where are we?
We're in the factory.
Oh.
I just kind of lean up and I do a little thing where you like lean on your knee and I put my hand without the pinky on my head like, fuck.
Ooh. That looks pretty rough.
Yeah, you know, I really like that pinky.
Yeah, it looks like a useful one, bud.
It's gone, like, all knuckle, like, all the way down to the palm. All the way down to, like, completely severed. At this point, the wound has, like, cleared, has healed, and you can just now see where the skin itself was starting to sort of scar over and kind of fold itself over that and slowly healing. But
so I've got, like,
the
a
pinky
little
itself
nub
is
now.
Gone.
Nice.
A very small nub.
Very small, very small nub, but, like, it's a pretty clean cut, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you suppose he let us go?
He just wanted to send a message.
Well, he's a dick.
We need to find...
Mountain?
Yes?
As you look around yourself and kind of... You're sort of in a panic at first. You think, oh, did he take one of my pinkies or one of my fingers? As you look around yourself, making sure you're cleanly... Nothing's been taken. Your locket is missing.
What? Silman, I'm missing something.
What are you missing? What did he take?
Don't worry about that, but I'm missing something.
I mean...
I need it. Silman, we have to go back. Now.
I don't know where he is.
I don't care. Take me to him. You've worked with him before. Take me.
I can't do that.
I can't lose this, Silman.
Listen, Mountain. Brendan, he's... He lays low. He doesn't interact with anybody. He is the master. Everybody else is just
care.
His pawns.
Silman, this is all I have left. It's all I have left of her, please.
Of her?
Please. Yes.
I kind of, like, look down and, like, kind of, like, crease the top of my nose. You know that thing you do when you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. As you guys are sort of trying to stand up, you can feel the pulsating blunt damage on the back of your head. For a second, your vision goes double, and it's hard to keep yourself stabilized, but you kind of shake it off. You can just still really feel the impact from whatever blunt weapon hit you on the back of the head.
Listen, Matt.
Don't make another intelligence check, actually. Let's do a saving throw. Do an intelligence saving throw.
Okay.
That sounds interesting.
Good thing I have proficiency in that as a rogue. That is a 15.
15? Yeah. For a second, as you're standing up, you remember something. You remember waking up at one point. After the strike. You can't see anything. Your eyes are blocked. But you feel your body being shaken by a carriage. You hear the sound of horses galloping across the street, and you can feel your body sort of bounce with the wagon on the rough trail. And then you hear the familiar voice of the half-elf you just met. For a second, you feel a hand actually caress your cheek, and the voice kind of mumbles to itself. You always took half of your mom. And then you come back.
I put my hand in my head like, what?
And that's where we're going to end the session.
Ooh, spicy. Oof. Okay. Spicy, I dig it. That was a good mini session, yeah.
I like it.
I like it.
I almost started crying, boys. Yeah.